This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tens of thousands of people filing by the Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's body as it lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica. Many of the first viewers on Monday were tourists, pilgrims, or Romans who lined up near St. Peter's Square before dawn. The Vatican said that by the time the first day's viewing had ended Monday, some 65,000 had filed past the retired pontiff's body in the basilica. 12 hours of viewing were scheduled for each of Tuesday and Wednesday before Thursday morning's funeral, which will be led by Pope Francis in the square. Russia's defense ministry said Monday that the 63 soldiers had been killed in a Ukrainian New Year's Eve attack on their quarters in the Russian-controlled part of Ukraine's Donetsk province. The defense ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said that 6 missiles had been fired, of which 4 hit the building described as a temporary deployment point, while the others were intercepted and destroyed. Earlier, Ukraine's defense ministry said as many as 400 Russians had been killed. U.S. President Joe Biden says Monday that the United States is not discussing joint nuclear exercises with South Korea, contradicting remarks by his South Korean counterpart as tensions flare with North Korea. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol had said that Seoul and Washington are discussing possible joint exercises using U.S. nuclear assets, while North Korean leader Kim Jong-un branded the South its undoubted enemy. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's military junta says it has expelled France's ambassador amid a surge in anti-French sentiment as a West African country moves to develop closer ties with Russia. Government spokesman confirmed Monday that the ambassador was asked to leave but provided no further details. The French embassy refused to comment. The expulsion comes less than 2 weeks after the United Nations resident and humanitarian coordinator in Burkina Faso was also declared persona non grata. Burkina Faso has been rocked by violence linked to Al-Qaeda, an Islamic State group that has killed thousands and displaced nearly 2 million. The congressional panel that investigated the 2021 Capitol insurrection is now shutting down. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The House January 6th committee is shutting down, having completed a whirlwind 18-month investigation of the 2021 Capitol insurrection and having sent its work to the Justice Department, along with the recommendation for prosecuting former President Donald Trump. The committee's time officially ends Tuesday when the new Republican-led House is sworn in. With many of the committee's staff already departed, remaining aides have spent the last 2 weeks releasing many of the panel's materials, including its 814-page final report, about 200 transcripts of witness interviews, and documents used to support its conclusions. Norman Hall, Washington.
More details from VOA's Phil Mercer on Australia's decision to join other countries in requiring COVID testing for travelers coming from China.
Australia is following other countries in imposing the restrictions on travellers leaving China. They include India, Malaysia, Spain, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The Canberra government has said the arrangements are precautionary and temporary. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler told local media Monday that he was concerned about an absence of comprehensive information about the COVID-19 situation in China, especially the lack of genomic sequencing being shared by authorities in the capital, Beijing. Australia believes that the sharing of information is vital if the emergence of new variants of the virus is to be identified at an early stage. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Thousands of exhausted passengers remain stranded outside the aging international airport in Manila, Philippines, after a New Year power outage caused hundreds of flight cancellations. Long queues were seen forming at crowded airport terminals by passengers waiting to rebook their flights.